Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Right now, there is not a supply shortage. We are preparing for multiple possible contingencies because that's our job.
The agencies across the government have acted quickly to mitigate any impact on our fuel supply.
We have an interagency process that was stood up this weekend and is meeting. I'm not going to get ahead of those options. And at this point in time, I would just reiterate, we don't see a supply issue.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
House Republicans are plotting the demotion of a Republican member for the crime of repeating the truth.
That is something to be admired, standing up for the truth. That's something I know her father wouldn't have done. So right now, I'm kind of a fan of Liz Cheney.
That's the best endorsement I've heard since Mickey Mantle for Maypole.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Well, I tell you, I was worried until I heard that there is a interagency process to deal with the gas shortage. And I'm sure they're going to order out a nice meal for themselves. And, you know, they're going to all send themselves memos and, you know, hire some Biden campaign contributors as consultants. So everything will be fine. Everything will work out wonderfully. 844-500-4242, 617. Wife and I just returned from the grocery store. Corn is now $3.50 for a half dozen. See, last summer corn was 10 cents an ear. That's a 500% increase in 8 months. It's not even June yet. All right. I just went to the my local newspaper that I worked at when I was in North Carolina, the Winston-Salem Journal. Sporadic reports of local gasoline shortages cropped up in and around Winston-Salem on Tuesday amid the Colonial Pipeline supply outage. However, officials with AAA Carolinas and GasBuddy.com are urging motorists not to fill up unnecessarily or make a panic purchase. GasBuddy said panic buying or the hoarding of gasoline will prolong outages and price spikes, making them much worse. When you hear they're telling you not to panic buy or hoard gasoline, what does that make you want to do? I want to top off my tank sooner rather than later. Time now for the chump line.
So a major U.S. oil pipeline was hit by cyber terrorists. Has the CIA been able to determine the preferred pronouns of the attackers yet?
Were they cisgender hackers or were they intersectional?
It's time for some common sense ransomware reform.
Yeah, there needs to be a 7-day waiting period before they hack oil pipelines. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week finding ourselves once again competing with the government for able-bodied workers. We want to pay them great wages and benefits to come in and make wicked awesome windows and doors while the government pays them more to stay home, while at the same time accuses us of quote-unquote shedding jobs. Stop the insanity.
In other news, Nancy Pelosi has issued a statement about her errant Willie Mays tweet, saying, quote, "It was a setup. If anything, Willie Mays owes me an apology for looking like Willie McCovey."
She's lived in San Francisco for pretty much her entire adult life. She wasn't born there, but when she was born 100 years ago, they were the New York Giants. They were playing in the Polo Grounds. But shouldn't she know the difference between Willie McCovey, who was like this huge guy, this huge first baseman, and Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid?
No, I've been there many times. I appreciate the question. And let me just say this. I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times, and that when they said what we're able to accommodate people one person at a time and that we can set up that time, I trusted that. As it turns out, it was a setup, so I take responsibility for falling for a setup.
At least she didn't get him confused with Juan Marichal or Orlando Zepeda or one of the Alou brothers.
When I saw the latest gas lines on the news, my only thought was sleeping in my car to get gas. Compliments of James Earl Carter.
Junior. Don't forget the junior. Yeah. You know, here's a tip as the if the gas shortages continue. Put the bicycle in your car. Okay? You know how that works? You drive the car to the gas station at night. You take the keys out. You leave it there so you're first in line. And then you take the bike and take the bike home. And then the morning at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, you ride the bike back to the gas station. And you get in and you're ready to be filled up. Of course, that doesn't work if it's an odd numbered day and you have an even numbered license plate. That's another thing that might be coming back under the Biden regime.
Wasn't it Twitter that put out this statement after Donald Trump Jr. said something like Joe Biden is the new Jimmy Carter? And then Twitter said, Jimmy was a great president.
Oh, yeah. He built all these houses for Habitats for Humanity. He's really a great, great person. And now I think Donald Trump Jr. is sent out again. You see, I was right. We are, you know, I put that out last week, and now we already have gas lines.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. The Amherst sector of UMass was right to kick out those co-eds for not wearing masks. They were disrespecting the science and the community. This virus is not to be trifled with. What? No, Gropey, you can't have their phone numbers.
Gropey being Charlie Baker's son. And he was lugged off a plane a couple of years ago for allegedly groping a female passenger. The case was quickly broomed from the state police to the U.S. Attorney's Office, where it has never seen the light of day again. And meanwhile, the state police are getting away with everything but murder in Massachusetts. Everything but murder.
Charlie Parker here. I bet this will seal Liz Cheney's fate. I endorse her as the kind of Republican gal that I really like. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, Charlie Parker is the only one who has the only one of the Rhino all stars who are all losers who hasn't endorsed Liz Cheney for keeping her job in the House leadership. But I think it's over for Liz. Don't stand too close to Liz tomorrow morning. That's my advice.
So it looks like this will be the summer of high gas prices, high food prices, high lumber prices, high electronics prices, and high grocery prices. But at least we don't have any more mean tweets.
Yeah, I know. And yeah, we don't have any peace in the Middle East either. That was one of the added bonuses that we didn't even think too much about. Now the rockets are raining down on Israel again.
Howie, I can better understand a drunken Foster Brooks than I can a sober Biden.
I think a lot of people feel exactly that same way.
Jen Psaki said there isn't a shortage of gas. It's just a reimagining of the gas supply.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Like we're going to reimagine the police, we're reimagining not having any gasoline for the summer.
The reason Joe Biden can't see any evidence of people being paid to stay home and out of work is because the evidence is right under his nose.
Let's have Jen Psaki again reiterating that it's not a supply. It's not a supply issue. Just that, what are you going to believe? The gas lines in front of your face with your lion eyes, or are you going to believe Jen Psaki? Cut 21.
So as Dr. Sherwood Randall alluded to, we have an interagency process that was stood up this weekend and is meeting regularly, many times a day, about a range of options. I'm not going to get ahead of those options. And at this point in time, I would just reiterate, we don't see a supply issue.
it's a supply crunch. And by the way, I'm glad to know that that woman, Liz Sherwood Randall, with the hyphenated last name, she's a doctor. So she must know what she's talking about. We have nothing to worry about. Another PhD.
The first holiday when the masks are no more will be on Thanksgiving 2024, because by then they'll have done it again, which is steal the White House for another four.
That's the Limerick guy. He tweeted that last night at me, saying that there won't be any normalcy until they steal one more presidential election.
When Frank once heard that Liz Cheney was being removed from party leadership, he was so upset, he flipped his wig.
Meanwhile, one of our texters from North Carolina, from Raleigh, says WRAL, that's Jesse Helms' old station, has its helicopter up showing the gas station out of gas. It's causing a panic at the stations that do have gas. Well, there's no reason to have Chopper 5 unless you can cause a panic, right? I mean, Chopper 5 here in Massachusetts will be down on the Cape showing a picture of a great white shark in the shallow water, scaring the bleep out of people. You have to use the tools you have in your market to create panic.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You can leave your message. Call 844-500-4242. That's what you dial. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. Or you might hear it later on tonight on Chopped Chumps. Those are the extra messages from the Chump Line that we didn't have room for this time for at the broadcast time of the Chump Line. Chopped Chumps, you can get them around 7 o'clock every night, Eastern Time, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, finding ourselves once again competing with the government for able-bodied workers. We want to pay them great wages and benefits to come in and make wicked awesome windows and doors, while the government pays them more to stay home, while at the same time accuses us of shedding jobs. Stop the insanity.
So a major U.S. oil pipeline was hit by cyber terrorists. Has the CIA been able to determine the preferred pronouns of the attackers yet?
They got Valerie Plame and they were working on it, and that woman who made the PSA or whatever it is, the recruitment ad for the CIA last week. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
You're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Put your car and home insurance to the test with GABI. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance, GABI. That means a better price for the same coverage. GABI customers save $961 per year on average. Go to GABI.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who did you believe today at the Senate hearing, Dr. Anthony Fauci or Dr. Rand Paul?
Dr. Rand Paul.
98% say Rand Paul.
Yeah. You know, if I had to do over again the question I would ask, I just got a text from somebody, just topped off my tank. There's a warrant out for me. I think my new question would be, if I was doing the poll over again 3 hours ago, I would say, are you planning on topping off your tank? I think that would be about 99-1 rather than 98-2.
So on Twitter, somebody just hoarding gas cans, and somebody tweeted, see, these are Trump supporters. They can do that because they didn't vote for this idiot.
844-500-4242. 207, wait till gas prices hit $4. See what out of control inflation really is when it takes effect. 844-500-4242. Louie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Louie.
Hello, Howie.
Hi.
Hi. I enjoy your show very, very much. And I'm just saying that, I mean, President Biden's, he's trying his best. I mean, there's only so much a president could do in this crisis. It's one of the biggest crises the United States has ever faced.
Well, Louie, you know the old Hippocratic Oath? You know what's the first line? First,
yes,
do no harm, right? I mean, if he had just sat there and just eaten his tapioca pudding and taking the medication that his caregivers were giving him, we would be in a lot better shape.
He's a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
He's done this. He's the one who let all these illegal aliens come into the country with no means of support. We don't know who the hell they are. They're going to end up on welfare. They're all a huge percentage of them are COVID-19 positive. I mean, that's a disaster. he's going to end the sanctions against Iran as they try to build nuclear weapons. He stopped the Keystone Oil Pipeline. I mean, he's done everything disastrous that he could possibly do. He's tried to screw up the country, Louie.
I mean, the only good thing he's done was to increase the vaccinations. That's about it, you know.
I don't even think he did that. I mean, they that was in the pipeline with Trump. He had nothing to do with it. I mean, he came in and the first thing he did was lie and say there were no vaccines when I took office. And that was BS. He got a vaccination before Christmas. He didn't do anything. Thanks for the call, Louis. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, Howie. So, you know, we get all these bike lanes going all through Cambridge and Boston and everything. They cut us down from two lanes to one lane.
Right.
And now what's it going to be, a special lane for the electric cars? So but we're not going to be able to afford the gas to even drive our cars. But the beautiful people, you know, Janet Pelosi and...
I know. Well, that's what, Charlie Parker's undersecretary for climate control or whatever they call that guy, the guy from Chestnut Hill, the one that they fired, he said, we have to turn the screws on the middle class people. We have to break their will. I mean, this is an example of that, isn't it? Raising the gas prices. They want to break your will and turn the screws on you so that you can't afford to heat your house, so that you can't afford to drive a car, because they think that somehow if they can stop us from driving, they'll be able, they'll have plenty of gas. I mean, you know, you're not seeing, is Bill Gates, is Leonardo DiCaprio, or any of these people that fly, John Kerry, any of these people who fly around on private jets, are they cutting back? Nope, they're not. Are they worried about the price of airline fuel or fuel oil or gasoline or natural gas? Hell no, they're not concerned at all.
So let's not get silly here.
Oh, stop it. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me again. This latest gasoline thing, this is just the next in a long list of 14 months of this country being hijacked. You're talking about fake elections at the local, the state, the federal level, the presidency. Just all over the country. You have the governor of California letting criminals out.
76,000 criminals being let out of California prisons. Now he's getting all this federal money, and he's going to have more state handouts before the recall election to try to buy the election. Thanks for the call, Tim. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242 is a text from Southern California, 619. We've been over $4 a gallon since March, and that's for non-premium. I know, but, you know, that's why people are moving out of California. You know, we don't want to be living in California. And, you know, we have a problem here in Massachusetts. They want to have this transportation climate initiative, as if Charlie Parker hasn't destroyed the state's economy enough. They want to double or at least double the gasoline tax. So it'll be like California level. here in Massachusetts, even though nobody else wants it. And the legislature is not doing anything to stop it. At least in Maine, they're trying to stop any attempt by Janet Mills to jack up the price of the tax on gasoline. It's complicated, but we're following it and keeping it abreast of the situation. I have to play, before we go back to the phone lines, we got full phone lines, but I have to play the new CIA ad. You thought the first ad was bad? You're not going to believe this one. This one's got everything, including John Brennan. John Brennan is the role model for this soy boy who's coming forward. Listen to this.
As an agency librarian, I work to ensure that our collection and services are matched up with what CIA needs. Not only am I involved in the acquisitions of journals, books, and countless electronic resources, I'm also encouraged to curate special collections that challenge expectation. Recently, I brought in our intelligence gaming collection to give officers unique opportunities to practice skills they need in their various roles. Instead of sitting for hours in front of a computer-based training, they can play a carefully selected game to train a specific set of skills while simultaneously building on the myriad soft skills essential to intelligence work. My favorite thing about CIA is that they encourage the out-of-the-box ideas that drive real progress. Growing up gay in a small southern town, I was lucky to have a wonderful and accepting family. I always struggled with the idea that I might not be able to discuss my personal life at work. Imagine my surprise when I was taking my oath at CIA and I noticed a rainbow on then-director Brennan's lanyard, which I later learned was designed by Angle, one of the many employee resource groups here at the agency. I remember being stunned. Since then, however, I've learned that far beyond the resource groups, inclusion is a core value here. Officers from the top down work hard to ensure that every single person, whatever their gender, gender identity, race, disability, or sexual orientation, can bring their entire self to work every day.
The name is Bond, James Bond. I curate special collections that challenge expectations. Oh, he was so excited. I saw John Brennan, the director, and he had a rainbow on his lanyard, and I thought, I want to be just like him. I want to vote for the Communist Party candidate for president, just like John Brennan did. You think these are the guys who can catch the Russian hackers? You think these are the guys who could have taken out the Bin Laden or Soleimani?
Yeah, let's do some training. Sit down for a round of Monopoly. I want Boardwalk.
Oh, Parcheesi. I think Parcheesi really comes in handy when you understand the Mideast mindset.
Joe Biden's CIA is more like a game of sorry. or guess who?
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 508, don't worry, Howie. Biden will be giving out EBT gas cards. Only if you're an illegal alien. They're not going to be enough for every. Only if you can prove that you weren't in the United States and that you have never paid taxes.
Oh,
then you'll get.
You know what they're going to start to do?
What?
Get to jump ahead if you have a vaccination card.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. 774. I thought CIA officials had to stay anonymous. Valerie Plame, anyone? Yeah, Valerie. Yeah, I remember Valerie Plame. You know, she was driving around and she takes the car to the Langley parking lot every day. She probably got a CIA sticker on it. So much for the secrecy, right? I mean, I get the feeling with the CIA that it's like a lot of agencies that, you know, you got like 5% of the people do all the work. They're the ones who actually like round up the information and get the intelligence to kill terrorists, and the other 95% of them are like the people in these ads that they're just bureaucrats.
Somebody's got to keep the Dewey Decimal System in order in their library.
844-500-4242. Just amazing. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Howie. Ed from Vermont originally, now down here in the lovely state of South Carolina.
How are the gas lines? How are the gas lines,
well,
Ed?
Well, this morning I went and got my gas,
yeah.
And there was three people in line, no regular gas, only high test. Brought my wife to the hospital, came back, grabbed my pickup truck, went by that place because there was 20 to 25 people in that gas line. Now, this is a place that's only selling high test. Went to town, first place I went to, nothing but high test. Went to the second place, got gas, no problem, no line. He said that they were totally out of gas this morning. Just was checking the Facebook forum for the area, Kiawiki area.
Yeah.
They're saying there is no gas at most gas stations in Seneca. Mm. That's tonight. Now, the gas on Friday was $2.39-ish a gallon.
Yeah.
Gas today for regular was only $2.79 a gallon. A year ago when I moved down here, it was a whopping, because the Orange Man bad, was a whopping $1.89 a gallon.
Wow. But again, Ed, you got to look on the bright side. There are no more mean tweets, right? That's
no,
the important
Uncle
thing.
Uncle Joe is so sweet. He reminds me of, you know, one of my uncles that tried to grab my sister. You know, he's a sweet guy.
Listen, keep listening to the show, Ed, and I hope you find a place that's selling regular gasoline next. Thank you. 844-500-4242. Oh, my goodness. Let's play the Biden cut once again. He's talking about the Red Sox cut, too. He's such a kindly old gentleman.
I used to have my chief secret service agent. Every time we go by Greenwall, we had to bless ourselves and be silent about it's a reverent undertaking.
Every time we go by Greenwall. I think he means the Green Monster. It could mean the Green Way, but I think it's the Green Monster.
Well, he figures he lives in White House. You just name things by their color and what they are.
And he wanted to introduce I don't think they're going to get D.C. as the 51st state, but he did invent a new state today. Cut four.
Governor Baker of Massachusetts and Governor Lujan Grisham of Mexico.
That's a big state. It's bigger than California. 844-500-4242. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, Howie. Barbara from Live Free or Die State, New Hampshire.
Yes.
I just want to thank you for playing the Rand Paul cuts with Dr. Fauci, because you're right. We're not going to see those on the news. We're not going to be able to discern them. And what bothers me most about it is I worked with attorneys for a while representing clients who were brought before the courts for criminal charges and whatnot. And I had an opportunity to take this excellent course in statement analysis. And when I watched the clips today, which are available on Fox News until YouTube tears them down or they scrub them or whatever,
right,
it was really interesting to watch Fauci say, no, it does not, but if it does, which means
right,
it probably did happen.
Right. Yeah.
The funding of the Wuhan lab. When Senator Rand Paul was asking him about the funding, and this issue has been alive and discussed for well over a year among the inner circles. You know, where did this originate, and how did it get to Wuhan, and how is Fauci involved? And Fauci also is very much involved in the funding of the vaccines, which are the rescue to the problem that was created.
Right.
But when I watched Fauci answer these questions, and he was trying to emphatically deny that the National Institute of Health had nothing to do with it, but then he said, but if it did.
Right. Well, all he was saying, he said he didn't deny that they gave money to the Wuhan lab. He just said it was not to be used to basically put the virus on steroids. And again, I think the word that they use in financial terms, accounting terms, is fungible, right? Or fungible. I don't know how. F-U-N-G-I-B-L-E. That means, money, you can't really segregate money anywhere. It's just money. You know, if you get a bunch of money, it can be used for anything. So, I mean, he's drawing a distinction that is pretty much meaningless. And I think Rand Paul understands that. And I think if people could see it themselves on TV and just tonight, they would understand it. They would understand it for themselves. But again, they're not going to see it unless they're listening to the conservative talk radio or to the conservative newscasts, Fox, Newsmax, OAN. Otherwise, no one's gonna run with this. I don't know, what are they gonna run with tonight? This would be if Trump were the president of the United States and they were running out of gas in all these states. You know, that would be the only thing on the news. There would be nothing but interviews with people, especially if in a place like South Carolina, where Ed was calling from, where was a Trump country, you know? Well, you voted for Trump, and now you're waiting in a gas line, and the price of gas has gone up 40 cents a gallon in a week. What do you think now? I mean, that's good TV. I mean, it's BS, but it's, you know, it's emotional, and it's easy to put together. But they're not going to do that because it hurts the party line. It's not about news. It's not even about slanting the news anymore. It's just about blatant propaganda. And you're not going to, that's why they're not going to do anything. 844-500-4242-781. Jay from Chelsea says, didn't they used to call sabotaging fuel supplies an act of war? I believe they did. I believe that's what Japan called it when we cut them off before World War II and we cut off some of their metal supplies. That's one reason why they said later they bombed Pearl Harbor, because it was an act of war for us to stop them from getting the fuel and the raw materials they needed to keep their economy running. 844-500-4242. Someone says, doesn't Biden realize that this is going to hurt his core supporters? It's going to cost them a lot more to make Molotov cocktails for their mostly peaceful protests. That's true, too. I hadn't even thought about that. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I'm 43 years old, and, you know, the older I get, the more of a conspiracy theorist I feel I'm becoming, because just as you point on, just said, was that the media is just blatant propaganda. Has anyone considered if this is a orchestrated event with the pipeline? Because, I mean, Joe Biden himself, I mean, he gave a couple of years out that we're going to be completely off fossil fuels by 2025 and then 2035.
Right.
So somewhere in that time. I mean, is this another, you know, example of the government stepping in?
I don't. I would tend to think not, but you know, I can certainly understand why people have this are asking these questions after all that's happened. You know, and again, the fact that you know, we're still trying to figure out if the government actually, if the U.S. government actually financed the development of the COVID-19 virus. And you're getting the runaround from this guy who thinks he's the unelected president of the United States, and he's basically dodging questions from members of Congress about whether or not his agency paid for this. So I don't know the answer, Matt, but I don't blame you for being very suspicious. You know what I miss? A real true break, not a running away from your life break where you go hide in the bathroom or throw your phone in a drawer or endless downtime. I mean, a break that feels earned, a shortcut that gives yourself something to make your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. That's my experience with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets me skip the grocery store, the crowds, the Karens, the masks, the one-way aisles, the social distancing, the keeping 6 feet apart. I don't have to deal with that with HelloFresh. HelloFresh gives me some great food. It isn't takeout or some space food you microwave for 10 minutes. These are whole restaurant quality meals made with fresh pre-portioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. And I have a letter I got a couple of days ago from one of our listeners. And she's so happy that she bought HelloFresh at my suggestions. I'm also loving how everything is measured out and ready to go. No need to have all kinds of measuring cups and utensils around messing up the kitchen. I'm calling to say how much Bill and I are loving HelloFresh. Last night we made their beef bulgogi meatballs. with, and it was stupendous. So easy, so very delicious, and something I probably never would have undertaken on my own. It goes on and on like this. We have orange turkey meatloaf and special sauce cheeseburgers coming next Tuesday. So that's today. So they're probably eating the special sauce cheeseburgers tonight. Can't wait. I now have enough confidence in HelloFresh to try things I might not have tried otherwise, like the pork enchiladas. I know I'll be able to prepare something new properly, and I'll have a better chance of liking it. HelloFresh might be your best advertiser ever.
And they don't have to drive anywhere, like to a grocery store, and waste precious gas to get their groceries now.
Right. You don't have to top off your tank to get the food you eat. HelloFresh sends all the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact-free. You also get easy-to-follow recipe cards. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from, each week you'll never run out of meals to try. And HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store, especially with the price of gasoline going up so much and everything else in the store. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
You know, people are reminding me, too, that, you know, they say we don't need oil and all that, and we don't need fossil fuels. What are roads built out of? Asphalt. What is asphalt? It's oil. It's fossil fuels. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. So, Howie, Joe Biden's been in office for 4 months, okay? January, he got sworn in.
Yeah.
And in 4 months, we've seen this country fall into a landslide. I mean, literally, we went from energy independence 5 months ago to gas lines. And I got to tell you something. I'm nauseous. I'm beside myself. And I just hope that in 2022 that the House, the Republicans can take back the House and we can start to change some of this stuff around, because I got to tell you, if it keeps going like this, we're in a world of trouble, brother.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jack. It's mandatory to take back the House and the Senate in 2022, or you're right, a world of trouble. Thanks for the call. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, I love the show. I got a bit of a story for you. I got a friend.
Okay, Dennis, we don't have time. Dennis, hang on, and we'll talk to you when we come back, if you can hang on. We're about out of time. We'll take more calls on this, and we'll give you a little bit of an update on Windham, New Hampshire. The voting audit started today. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, and we have an update on coronavirus deaths in Massachusetts today. I give you a hint. Goose egg. I'm Howie Carr.